Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And once again, it's time to talk with Aaron McKean, our word geek for the next 8 days, co-founder of WordNik.com and former editor of the Oxford American Dictionary. She's with us throughout the drive to talk about some of the more confusing or interesting words you may be hearing in the news. Yesterday, we talked with her about the difference between blackmail and extortion. And we also asked for your suggestions for other words to discuss with Aaron. And someone pointed us to a word that we've been hearing a lot in the news lately, particularly with regard to Iran and North Korea.
We now have in place, with their unanimous support, the toughest Security Council sanctions on any country in the world.
We will work with our partners to move toward sanctions.
If that doesn't work, then I think you begin to move in the direction of severe sanctions.
In some cases, sanctions are inevitable.
UN Ambassador Susan Rice, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Senator John Kyle, and even Russian President Dmitry Medvedev getting into the mix, all using the word sanction. But wait, says our listener Cheryl. She wrote on our comments page, how did sanction, meaning explicit approval, become sanction, being a means of negative enforcement or punishment? Good question, Cheryl. And for maximum confusion, take a listen to former President Bush on August 8th of last year.
You have a choice to make. You can verifiably do what you say you're going to do, or you'll continue to be the most sanctioned regime in the world.
Now, given that he's talking about North Korea, we understand the context, but that can be awfully confusing when talking about being the most sanctioned. So, Aaron, welcome back to the show, and tell us, what's the story here? How can to sanction be a good thing, but a sanction be the opposite?
Well, sanction is one of this category of words that has a couple different names. Sometimes they're called Janus words from the two-faced Roman god because they face both directions, or contronyms or auto-antonyms or self-antonyms. So sanction comes from a Latin word meaning sacred law. And early in its lifetime, in about the 18th century, it meant to be allowed by law because, you know, that was a time when if it wasn't specifically allowed by law, things were forbidden. So,
yeah, and some more Janus words to further flesh out that idea. Cleave means to split or to hold together. Cork means to put a cork in or to take a cork out. Trim means to cut away or to add decoration.
Absolutely. And scan, of course, could mean to look at deeply or to look at superficially.
Right. And Webster's refers to sanction as solemn or ceremonious ratification, which could be both a good or a bad thing, and might explain the overlap between the two uses. Do you know which came first?
The allow by law, so having something be sanctioned as a good thing, was first. And then to punish for breaking a law, the bad sanction, came later in the 20th century.
Is there etymology here? Is sank something in particular?
It's related to sacred, so it was something like sanctio. So it's related to the word sanctify and things like that.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And yet it developed this very secular use in political terms, meaning to place monetary punishment on or ostracization and that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. I think it was because early on most of the laws were considered to be sacred. You know, all of the laws came from God. Originally, that was the thinking.
All right. So that's sanction, our news word for today with Aaron McKean. We have a minute left, and I just want to point out that today is World Dictionary Day. I suspect many of our listeners are giving themselves a long weekend in celebration, no doubt. They didn't suspend alternate side parking for World Dictionary Day. But do people own dictionaries anymore? Seriously, you went yourself from editing the Oxford Dictionary to starting a word website at WordNik. So is everything moving online and changing the meaning of Dictionary Day?
I think that when a dictionary is online, almost everybody can own the biggest and best and fastest dictionaries in the world. You know, if they're as close as your computer or your nearest public library.
Are they as good as the OED or OAD or better or different?
Well, you know, I'm prejudiced, but I'd like to say that they're better because they're wider and broader and deeper. There's just more space.
And there you go. From WordNik.com, Aaron McKean, co-founder of WordNik.com, and you'll be back at this time every day next week to do more Words in the News. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy Dictionary Day.
And happy Dictionary Day to you and everybody. We hope you have the best Dictionary Day that you have ever had. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, FM and AM New York, WNYC.org, Leonard Lopate after the news. Words are working hard for you.